And one thing is to go against someone, and the other is to go against someone who comes against us, so that he stops coming against. And just because something starts to decay, is automatically considered dead. And in place of the poetic charm, we place irrational optimism, which quickly turns us pessimistic. And we ought to hasten to follow our intuition, as the blind crowd may follow. And we tattoo ourselves both inside and outside, radicalizing our luxuriousness. And battles are most unnecessary, as good and bad souls equally remain. And only an organ creature can achieve an organism where other organs can live. And the inability to recognize and use artistic wheels is the main cause of the social aging. And what we conceive as chaos may be only a temporal and or spatial compensation of a too rigid order. And in place of massive destruction, there are only islands left of common sense where to reborn. And dictators calls us dictators, and yes, we'll be dictators of anarchy. And yes, we can apply a method to go for our own adventure, but we can't impose it on others to go with us. And the human scale is always what we ought to aim for. To enrich life. And what is politics but two radical views obstinate on one another? And based on popular perception, real superhumans act as humans of the lower kind. And at last, the vain glory of the few is the real misery of the many. And just next to our secret vices, we find the victims of our explicit vices that we camouflage as virtues. And what mostly drain the human soul is the laying out of any empire. And reality is enough of a source to turn us into the most meaningful intellectuals. And contemporary society has managed to remove even the burden of the seed within every pleasure. And at the feet of an imposing tree cannot but grow the most vulnerable mushrooms. And it is never wise to take parts, but always to deeply reflect all the possibility among these parts. And the monitoring coming from the self is the most sophisticated weapon to sabotage the increasing government monitoring. And the free souls are the kind that are too quickly hit by the consequences of personal heroism to embark any national heroism. And whether we can be here or there makes no point when we can be in ourselves. enforcing other people's nature into constraints oppresses them, and forcing our own nature into constraints exalted. And the real victims are anything neutral standing between two opposing contenders. And the power of love in the end is the only antidote to the power of power. And madness is what intelligent people experience being cut out of their natural duties. And only by facing injustice we can ultimately become just. And the one lesson we can learn from history is that a form of extremism is always followed by an opposing force. And either we go to people, or people can come to us in many different locations. And just the fact that we can receive communication makes us transmit the all of us, especially what is worst. And we ought to be able to create empathy with everyone, removing all sorts of rage, even with the most raging ones. And we ought to be able to see reality with our own eyes, removing the nervous overlay imposed by the media. And we shall defeat tyranny starting from the one we can find within us. And much of our energies are wasted curating our surface, and yet by cultivating our death we'll also take care of others. And history keeps demonstrating how everyone is a barbarian, and the only form of moderation is the one coming from the self. And even with bureaucratic work we come to fatigue, yet nothing of it is there to stay. And the greatest temptation today is to fabricate truth against other fabricated truths. And the real strength is provided by something similar that has migrated to something other and has later returned to us. And all it can be done are social implementations that turn out to be the very sites of social self-destruction. And the more we believe we are important, the emptier is the message that we in fact convey. And even the wise man may go against things without his willing and may have to battle for the opposite side. And if we let everything have its course, its legacy will naturally arise. And in the attempt to formalize the social being, it is the single individual that comes to suffer. And in the end, the most genuine attitude for humans and the environment is that of the social dissident. And while the process was not start from us, we are on the way to exhaust both natural and the human resources. And most importantly, we shall not protect but expose our offspring to what is most naturally genuine. Softly and without expectations, we'll be able to penetrate the soul of our environment. as language itself may disrupt our natural mildness, the supreme language then is the one turning us back to it. And hypothetically, any property is fine as long as it doesn't require any slaves in order to maintain it. It only truly counts what we discover in first person, and anything else mediated is pure arrogance. And lastly, activism becomes the valve to release us from the daily oppression. And importantly, we have to consider that we are not gonna die without all our tradition, but quite the contrary. And creative souls like bees will come to wax with raisins anything that will intrude their interiority. And the biggest absurdity is to try to maintain the social network when the personal network is falling apart. As history has shown, even the tiniest democracy will be able to stop the most giant empire. And life is made of chapters which can be only preparations to other chapters, which in turn are preparations to the end chapter. And the greatness that will never be acknowledged is on how one could have abused power but have abstained from it.